Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Barbara Starflower, and before we get into some sacred healing information today, I would like to thank some very special people as it relates to this radio program, and the first is Jay Cruz, who thankfully supports not only this show, but every show on HealthyLife.net Radio. Jay is not only the skilled sound engineer that ensures that this and all shows and programs here run smoothly and in a systematized manner. But Jay is also an accomplished radio host as well. He hosts two programs currently on HealthyLife.net. On Wednesdays, he hosts Backbeat Radio, and on Fridays, he hosts Sanity Sports Friday. And Jay is also the velvet voice behind so many of the announcements and updates made on this network. Just an amazing and talented person. And then I would like to justly express my gratitude and appreciation as well for the very special and gifted Linda McKenzie. And Linda is the station manager of HealthyLife.net, and without Linda, this wonderful positive talk radio station, which reaches millions of listeners around the globe, just would not exist as it does today. And Linda is also the very popular radio host of the Linda McKenzie Show on Tuesdays, as well as an author and TV show host. And both Linda and Jay are integral not only to my success here, but are also center stage to the success of this station. So thank you both. And significantly, thank you, listeners, for joining us and for your support and your encouragement and for contributing your own positivity to this program and to the world. And now I'd like to welcome you in today to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we share information and inspirations, as well as tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical, nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or prescription in any form. You are eternally encouraged to make the autonomous and self-directed choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information today. And today, I'll be talking about transcending anger. And as I share some thoughts here, I want to start with being clear and open that once more, that in my human form here, I am not yet eternally stationed on some high-up perch trying to say that I am enduringly peaceful and serene and clear in every moment. No, no, not yet, but I am trying. I am, though, devoted to improvement and betterment in all areas of my life. And through my dedication to improving, I have improved substantially over the years. I believe that some that knew me long ago might be pleasantly surprised and encouraged. So, and now I am able, fairly consistently, to hold understanding and compassion for others. And I am able, so very often, to be able to look toward improvement across various scenarios and to forgive where necessary. And as I share these thoughts and inspirations on these shows, I'm encouraging myself as much as anyone else. I do really feel we're all in this together. And I have great respect, not only for the sovereignty of all, but also the astounding capacity and abilities of all. So I purely hope here to offer gentle inspiration, encouragement, and support of our collective elevation and well-being. So to our topic today of transcending anger, I am not today suggesting that transcending anger is necessarily easy. Many have experienced some very difficult happenings and events in their lives. And I'm not today suggesting that we can all, as of yet, completely avoid new anger arising. When we are angry at something we see or witness or experience, it can be understandable. And it is still, for so many, a natural reaction. But at all times, it is what we do with that anger that matters, and I'm certainly not suggesting that we bury the anger nor pretend it does not exist. That would be unhelpful, for we each cannot fool ourselves. If we have an emotion that to us is legitimate and justifiable, if we unendingly conceal that anger, that could just allow it to fester inside, and if not adaptively addressed in some constructive manner, it could eat away at us. Unresolved anger can be catabolic. If we want to remember, though, that it seems that uncomfortable emotions are designed to get our attention, not be stifled, and the feeling of anger can be especially uncomfortable because it can signify a call to action. See, emotions can actually be a potent part of accessing our power in this form, because emotions that we might label as negative can identify pretty clearly for us the gap between what we see or believe or experience and what we would like to see or believe or experience, the gap between our hopes and what we perceive to be a current reality. So when we are angry, if not dealt with effectively and constructively, it can fester and often multiply, and it can affect other areas of our lives. And what's worse, some might feel shameful for being angry, perhaps thinking it's an ugly emotion or inappropriate. But if we are angered by something, it is the truth, our truth in that moment. And it's our true honor that we all carry deep inside of us that fuels our desire to once more feel whole. And unaddressed anger can weigh us down, can drain us. So, once more, it seems that uncomfortable emotions are designed to get our attention, not to be unawarely stifled, yet nor do I think any of us would want them to be allowed to run amok and to multiply, and then weigh us down and drain us further. I doubt we really want to do that to ourselves. I believe we all have that peaceful core that longs to take the lead in our lives again. Uncomfortable emotions with our conscious awareness can be harnessed for ultimately improvement. It's interesting, when one feels anger, and especially if they feel their anger is righteous, they can feel a surge that sometimes might be misread as feeling empowering, that heat, that intensity. I see it, though, as an imbalance of our true power, a draining of our true power. And if we can be blinded by anger, or even just rendered, I'll say, nearsighted by anger, our answers for improvement and the betterness could be then beyond our sight, or at least out of focus. So our optimal path to betterment could be veiled. And I sometimes wonder if we think that holding on to our anger somehow protects us from something else happening, as in, certainly God wouldn't give me anything else to be angry at as long as I'm still holding on to this other anger. I'm not sure it works that way. What I do believe is that whatever anger we are holding on to can block us from moving forward on some level. But what if our decision to find a way to move forward is a defining moment in our lives, or could be? What if our ability to constructively address our anger in some way is the key to something great unfolding in our life? So many things have the potential to result in anger, and when something deeply awful happens to us, something so bad we really don't want to think or speak of it, those circumstances can be the most difficult to transcend. And I debated sharing something here that really helped me. I debated sharing because what if people think that's a bit too out there? I have, though, actually very gently alluded to it in a previous episode so as not to run the risk of offending anyone, but I decided that if what I'm about to offer as an idea a little more directly today, if it helps anyone, then it's worth it, regardless of what others think of me. So what I came to consider some time ago is that if it is possible that there are past times before our current times, and those past times that are largely beyond our current awareness, is it at all possible then that for those who have experienced difficult times this time, that in a previous time beyond our awareness that we had a different standpoint or outlook or role in a previous time? As always, that is up to each of us, our own consideration and contemplation. And as I considered and contemplated that, though, many years ago, all I can say is that it helped me, because as I thought through my own experiences that I'm aware of, the tough times that I've encountered and have held anger over, I was then at least to allow another possibility beyond the seeming unfairness of it all, to wonder if it was important to my soul in order to be more complete and more wise to now understand another side. I wondered if that was possible and perhaps important then for my soul growth. Then I thought, if I have made mistakes in previous times, which today seems so far beyond my current intent or comprehension, but if I made mistakes in previous times that I'm unaware of, that wondering caused me to pray and pray for forgiveness and to ask for divine and sacred assistance to bless any that I may have potentially hurt. I hope I did not hurt anyone, and I would like to believe that I did not. So all that contemplation I went through at least allowed me to open to a higher perspective, which opened a path toward shifting from anger and blame toward understanding and hope that I never hurt another. And if anyone has made mistakes that they are aware of, I do not think we all need to see or experience both sides of things necessarily in order to learn, nor to experience challenges exclusively in order to grow. I do believe we can learn through joy and insights and inspirations just as well. And that would certainly be my conscious preference. That is, I believe, a soul-by-soul choice. And believing that, I do give regular consideration as to how I can continue to evolve in more joyous ways. And I actually look for those opportunities as to how I can be better in my thought processes, in my reactions to things. Like, if something is lost, for example, for me to remain at ease, knowing that all will work out somehow, you know, and so on. So, continuing on to, what about when we witness something that angers us? Perhaps something that happened or is happening in the world? In our anger, we can sometimes feel, again, that surge that might feel empowering, but remembering that when we do not shift to reacting to it constructively somehow, it can be a disturbance of our true power, a draining of our true power. So when we witness something that angers us, we can capitalize on that feeling when we can connect with our own awareness to see what is really happening in the background or behind the scenes, the root of what is causing our anger, to find the core of what needs improvement. And when we can come to acknowledge and know in our wisdom that anger in and of itself, meaning anger alone, without adaptive action toward achievement or accomplishment, is actually disempowering, when we have what I'll call, this is a placeholder here so I can try to bring clarity to this. When we have what I'll call for the moment negative emotions, anger, fear, worry, guilt, shame, and we do nothing productive with those, we just allow them to continue on and to fester and even to grow unaddressed in some adaptive manner, it can drain us, it can disempower us, and it can multiply if we, for example, allow our anger to bleed over to others or into other scenarios. And it can certainly dampen our spirit in other ways. When we carry a resonance of anger, it does seem to draw to our awareness more things at which to be angry. If we can, though, investigate how something makes us feel, for example, if we're watching something, if it's not good, if it does not make us feel good, we might consider disengaging. As always, it's up to you. But when we are drawn into the upsetting world of a drama, and we get pulled into the plots and twists and turns, we can get pulled down. It's not about burying our head in the sand or negating our emotions. It is, though, about honoring our own precious energy and realizing that the farther we get pulled down, the less likely it will be that we're able to rise to a higher vantage point to contribute in the highest and best way. Or at a minimum, it seems that we would be delayed in doing so. We can have awareness of, I'll call them the opportunities in the world, the opportunities for betterment, without delaying our own higher contributions. We can do this by avoiding immersing ourselves in the drama. Rise above and focus on the possibilities of bringing about a positive resolution. And realign and reassociate with a higher way. So the negativity is not so primary. So disengaging from a trigger of what makes us not feel good allows us a bit of space to pull back. To pull back and to take a step up so we can see from a higher vantage point. And we can step onto our platform of clarity and of wisdom, of hope, to see from that higher vantage point what is behind what is causing our anger. In the sense of, okay, that happened. What can I do in an adaptive and productive manner to move forward and contribute to improvement? And we can use our clarity and our power to consider and look into what can contribute to moving forward in the highest and best way. That is an example of true empowerment, embodying our power for improvement. And the more of us that are truly empowered, the more power we have collectively to move toward improvement. And it's tough. So many people are weary and are tired. And we are realizing the trap that anger is draining us further. Draining us of our vitality and our fortitude and our hope. And all of us are important for positive progress. And we can make a choice if we wish to stay calm and centered and offer the best that we each can, whether that is well wishes or prayers for all involved on all sides, or whether that's some positive action. In any case, we can make a greater contribution, both spiritually and practically, by keeping our frequency high and centered and hopeful. So, if we get angry, if we get triggered, remembering that uncomfortable emotions are designed to get our attention, we can look behind the scenes, figure out what truly needs to be resolved, and focus on that improvement. So, if anyone lashes out in anger, perhaps, you know, throwing out some harsh words or taking some aggressive action, that can, of course, add to the problem, as can complaining to others and spreading anger and pessimism. In those cases, when that occurs, even more low vibrations are added to the problem. When there's only focus on the problem, then energy is added to the problem, not to the solution. And we lose, at least for a time, some key opportunities to effectively move toward improvement. In addition to experiencing our way through this world, we are creating. Now, of course, there might be some scenarios where we feel we need to come to the physical defense of others, which might warrant protective action, but for the majority of scenarios, where let's say something is observed that causes anger, but no immediate protective action is needed, then we, if we want, can devote our energy to the higher priorities of improvement and well-being going forward. We can really feel the difference when we shift from confounding and stifling anger to intentional and hopeful progress. And if we find ourselves angry at an individual or individuals that seem to be causing the problem, that also warrants some relief, as when we make negative decisions about others and judge others, we hold ourselves in place as their judge, and that is another drain on our energy. When we can, though, let our judgments of others go, that frees up a lot of energy for us to use toward our own vitality in productive ways, or however we choose. So how do we release our judgments of others? Well, I'll share some therapeutic ideas later, but let me start with some inspirations first, and let's start with the kids. That's a little easier to ease into when we talk about kids. So sometimes we might be angry or annoyed at things kids might do, so preteens, teens, pre-adults. Intellectually, though, we know that kids and young adults are still evolving and finding their way, and from that knowing, we might be a little more understanding with kids. If they seem, demanding, or something comes across as self-indulgent, or they're acting out, just as examples, in our heart, we know there is some reason for this. Perhaps they are feeling stifled in some way and are acting out a bit, and we can certainly understand that, because we also would resist being stifled. And often young ones can become frustrated at things but do not feel safe in expressing themselves, and so that can leak out in other ways. But thankfully, for adults, we have a little more latitude to maneuver out of, stifling and frustrating situations. Not always, and not always easy, unfortunately, but usually. It's more doable for adults to maneuver out of these type of situations. But younger ones, if they find themselves in tough situations that are causing angst, they often feel, trapped with no options for outlet. So if younger ones are doing things that might trigger anger or annoyance in us, if there can be a remembrance that they, the young ones, are still finding their way, and for those that observe them acting out, well, we can find some compassion, understanding that there must be some reason for them acting out, yes, perhaps we wish everyone acted in a more adaptive manner, but we can understand if they are unable to find that adaptive way. In fact, sometimes we struggle to find an adaptive way to deal with uncomfortable emotions or situations. So our understanding of others can go a long way toward contributing to energies that hold a space, even from afar, for resolution. Okay, then, so people might say, well, what about adults that are doing things that result in our anger? Some might be tempted to say, adults know exactly what they're doing. Well, truly, mostly all are still finding a way, each evolving at an individualized pace in different ways. And with great respect for us all, I would like to gently remind and encourage our remembrance that people only act out the same misbehave if they are hurting or wounded or afraid or perplexed in some way, perhaps worried or in some discomfort or fearful. The point is they must be distressed in some manner. I don't think it can be any other way. The truth, though, exists in our hearts that if one is completely free of worry and pain, free of stress, and in suitable esteem, fully self-actualized, there is no misbehaving. So, once more, mostly all at the present time, me included, are still finding the way. And with that understanding, it becomes easier to forgive any individuals, or at least to have some understanding and compassion for them. Not endorsing things that concern us, not saying it's okay, but just understanding. Understanding that people are vulnerable, and they are fallible. And let's put in a quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website. BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impacts. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about transcending anger, and prior to the break, we were talking about ideally releasing individuals. You know, if we're angry at individuals, when we can take individuals out of it and look behind the scenes to look for what in the scenario warrants improvement, we get really good at then understanding and holding compassion toward others. And eventually, we do not experience so much anger toward individuals or groups of individuals, but we get really good at calling back our power and shifting into, okay, just what is the best way forward from here? And so often there are those that started from a high place, even if it was very early on for them, and given the environment they were or are in, they became mired in lower vibrations. For example, I know people are frustrated and angry over the policy-making climate, if you know what I mean. And there are those who have entered and are entering the arena to contribute to betterment. And it's challenging for them at this time, I would imagine, as they currently probably feel quite outnumbered. So as we remember that when people with good intent are immersed in low-vibe surroundings for a period of time, for example, those with good intent that entered the policy-making arena some time ago with the best of intentions, or those that grew up in a tough neighborhood or household. The emphasis here is when people are surrounded by low vibrations, if they are not incredibly strong and supported in some way, they can become enrobed in those low vibes, and that can become the clothes they wear. Thank you, Z's, for those words. And if we ever have been surrounded by very low vibes, perhaps in the area in which we grew up or the people we were surrounded with at home or at work, we can understand it can be quite the challenge to rise above that and to keep our center and transcend. And those that are newly entering the policy-making arena now, many do have the highest intentions and are quite strong, thankfully. So there is hope for improvement. I believe the good is coming. Ideally, as a steady and gentle and peaceful transition toward improvement, that would be good. And we are integral to that because we contribute our thoughts and our energies. If we can keep positive anticipations and hopeful energy and, as appropriate, our positive actions, things could potentially go much better. So what can we do when something makes us angry? Of course, it depends. And generally, perhaps we can best help not by focusing on the problem, not just as energy to it, and not by solely staying on the problem, even stewing on it, joining with others only to stew on it. Because when we stay in a stale place of non-productive grievance, we can delay ourselves from starting on the path to being victorious. So if we get angry and remain angry, we can get distracted from working towards betterment. So if we can just, you know, shift towards, okay, realizing that anger alone is stifling and disempowering, if we get trapped and ensnared in the anger, we forget the game. If we get trapped in a path of non-productivity due to overwhelmment or bafflement, but if we can rise above that trick and decide a way to contribute to improvement in the highest and best way, we drop those incarcerating restraints, I'll call them, and we regain our true power. So in transcending anger, acknowledgement and awareness and examination, plus adaptive and constructive accomplishments, can offer a path to freedom. If we wish to, we can decide not to dismiss our anger any longer, nor to perhaps self-label it as trivial compared to what we believe others are going through. If we are angry, there is something there weighing us down, something to address, if we choose to. And if we feel intimidated by the anger because of the intensity of it, where it might seem like, you know, something more we can control, we could consider, as always, it's up to you, but perhaps in a safe space, perhaps on our own, having a pillow at the ready to punch if necessary or scream into if needed to let off the steam. You know, so in a safe space with intent for breakthrough, we could consider allowing the anger to rise within us and allow it to come to its fullness so we can realize that it is finite and we can handle it. Now, let me be very clear. I am not a professional therapist. I am just one who wants to help to, you know, the best I can, so as always it's up to you. It remains always important that we each follow our own knowing on any matter we are experiencing or considering. So in our safe space, if we want to, we can talk through things out loud, maybe write it down, maybe what it is, how long it's been affecting us, never to belabor something, not to fixate on something, but just in an effort to finally move forward, to let go. Whatever feels to you, whatever method or process feels to you to be most aligned with moving toward letting go of something and moving toward transcension. I like to acknowledge things, to allow them, and call on divine love and sacred light to come in and help. Light opens us to move forward, and love is like a magical fuel that can help propel us forward. And add that to the love I have in my own heart and the light of my being to shine on troubles, to illuminate troublesome things with higher love. And, you know, allow the light and love to merge with the troublesome things, to enfold them with understanding and with love and care, to bring knowledge and bring wisdom, to bring some peace, and to bring freedom. Thank you, Zach. And as soon as we truthfully can shift from the justly empowering state of peace and higher wisdom and let go of other individuals and free ourselves and realize, okay, this happened, this is where we are, now what is the best way forward from here? And I realize that if I have low or negative expectations of others, I can entangle them and me in that energy. It can be hard for either of us to break free. And when I bring in my highest intent to see their light, I create an opening for both of us to move forward. And if the matter concerns others beyond us, say, for example, things happening in the world or in the neighborhood or whatever, and from our now, if I can keep a wise and peaceful perspective now, I can more readily connect with others that are also working toward improvement and focus on improvement, peacefully, adaptively, contributing to what we want. That, to me, is empowerment. And we all have the ability to step above the templates of anger and of fear with our choice, with our intention, remembering that individuals are vulnerable and they're fallible and happening, what is actually happening, what really our focus should be on, which should be not the, you know, just keeping our focus on improvement, I'll say. So we have the ability, if we get angry, to transform that anger not only into self-mastery as we learn to have compassion for individuals, including ourselves, but also self-mastery as we learn to turn our attention consistently to improvement. We can transform anger as we learn to turn anger into valor. And I know many of us have gone through trials, and there are many things that can bear improvement here in the world that we inhabit together, and it can seem overwhelming. And we can commit to, at least, if we wish to not compounding any of the problems. And let's put in another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Remember,
Health for a Positive Life. www.healthylife.net.
So we've been talking today on Secrets of Sacred Healing about transcending anger. And before the break, I was talking about if we could at least, you know, anger is a challenge, but if we could at least decide not to compound the problem, not to contribute to the problem in any way, if we're able to withdraw our precious energy from contributing to problems, that alone is a massive step, a massive contribution toward betterment. And when it still seems overwhelming, as far as us making more positive, direct contributions to all the opportunities out there for change, all the things that need improving across the world, we can realize that we are likely not meant, each of us as individuals, to directly take action or involve ourselves directly in every matter. We at this point can only spread ourselves thin. And we are each different. Some people are activists, that's the energy they carry, and so many are not, and that's good too. We need diversity. We need developmental and forward progress in so many areas. So thankfully, some people are engineers, some are teachers or speakers or authors of improvement, some of positivity and of hope and of peace. Others pave the way or support others. That is a substantially important path that might be overlooked sometimes, but is vital. And bless the many souls that support others in some way. And others are environmental stewards, others are inventors, some are healers, and healers take many forms. Some are what we might call more traditional healers, some conventional, some natural, some holistic. And there are those that are healers in less obvious ways. Perhaps they create beautiful art or music that is healing. Perhaps they create something that brings true happiness and delight to others, which can be incredibly healing. Perhaps they're extraordinary listeners, those that allow one to speak their peace and then perhaps then offer some general encouragement along the higher path. But the point is that I don't think each of us are meant to take action on everything. It's just too much at this point. So if we can narrow down what's important in our heart and focus on that, that can be a tremendous contribution. So, for instance, I've given the example before of people feeling very deeply connected to supporting our natural world and environment, and I understand that. And while we focus on improvement and intrigue for improvement, we can also consider what action or actions we can take ourselves to contribute to improvement. Perhaps plant a tree or trees. That simple step has so many benefits. Trees help harmonize the climate. Every tree can help. Or, you know, there's just so many things we can do. Every little thing we can do can have a positive contribution. Ralph Waldo Emerson said the creation of 1,000 forests is in 1 acorn. Sometimes just a small step makes such a difference. And so wherever you want to contribute, taking steps toward contributing to betterment is empowering. We can make amazing progress in our own right, and just one step in the right direction, the direction of true progress, no matter how small, will amplify our power. So if we get angry, we can use that power to springboard and propel us forward and into focusing on improvement and take action toward improvement. Remembering as much as possible non-judgment of others, or at least understanding of them, and using our power for good. And when I know I'm bothered by something, I choose in conscious awareness to lift myself, centered in my heart, and focus on something better. And while I've made much improvement in my life in this or other areas, I am not perfect, and there's nothing especially extraordinary there. I've just made the choice. I've made the choice to invoke the power of my will to improve in every area of my life and contribute in the highest and best way I can. And I still falter occasionally. Those around you would say, yes, she does. But through my determination, I usually right myself quite quickly when I get off track. It's just a choice. I choose true peace. And we really all are vessels for positive change. When we decide to look for and move towards positive solutions, we often connect with those who are doing the same. And we can maintain our hope and emanate positivity, and we come together as personalities and as souls with an increased everyday strength and even more increased and combined soul strength we amplify the positive energy immeasurably when we do that, and our true collective power then unfolds. We are in charge of the vibrations here, and now is the time to create anew, to create in a better way in many areas. And knowing that life here is challenging and we are faced with multiple opportunities for improvement across our beautiful planet, are there things in addition to our awareness and ideas and inspirations and our determination for improvement that can help us? Yes. First, we can always call on angels. I'd love to do that. We can always bring in light. I'd love to do that. We can ground to the earth. That can be very soothing and calming, helping us transcend anger. We can be amongst the trees, especially the big ones. Please remember that we and trees are channels for higher celestial light, and we can anchor that light into the earth, and trees do that consistently. We can, but sometimes we interfere. And I do like to share concepts and ideas, because when we can elevate our mindset, we do not necessarily have the same need for degrees of physical help, such as physical remedies and therapies. Still, while we're in the process of encouraging and coaching ourselves through continued improvement, if we need a little support, there are therapies and remedies that we can use physically that can help support us. So there's plants, flowers, flower essences, aromatherapy, even foods that can help us transcend anger. And let me start with flower essences. Now, flower essences, different than aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is working with the scent of the plant. Flower essences represent the etheric imprint or energetic essence of a plant. And there's many, many options here. Let me get into a couple of them here. And one of them is willow. Willow is probably one of my favorites. It can specifically help us transcend anger and bitterness and resentment. Another good one is Century Agave, which can help us transcend anger. It helps us cultivate true wisdom and patience. Another good one is beech. Now, beech flower essence can help us be more understanding in general and to find the good in things, which can really help when we're looking to transcend anger. Another flower essence that can be helpful is impatience. And patience is about transcending anger and irritability and annoyance and finding patience and forgiveness. And if you know anyone that gets so angry that they start to have thoughts of revenge, then holly can be quite helpful. Or if someone has outbursts of anger or frustration, then cherry plum could be quite helpful. And as we talked before about, there are so many opportunities for improvement, it can get discouraging. If anybody ever feels resigned to it all, as though nothing can be done, then the flower essence wild rose can be very helpful. And flower essences like gentian, that's G-E-N-T-I-A-N, and hornbeam and mustard and olive, each in their own unique ways, can help us in restoring our faith and determination that we can move forward in the highest and best way. And the flower essence wild oat can be quite helpful. And let's put in another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been talking about transcending anger. And prior to the break, I was listing off some flower essences that could be helpful. Let's switch to aromatherapy. And so aromatherapy, the fragrant part, plants, can be quite helpful in transcending anger. An absolute star for helping us is the aroma helichrysum. Helichrysum is also known as immortelle or everlasting. That scent specifically can help us transcend resentment and anger and bitterness, even feelings that are deeply held or long-lasting. Another shining star here is yarrow, or Achillea millefolium. Now, yarrow can help us transcend anger and bitterness that has been deeply repressed, so that's a great one. Chamomile could be quite helpful. The fragrance of chamomile alone has been known to help alleviate anger and irritability and tension and blame, and help us be more flexible as we move towards solutions, and that can be as aromatherapy or as a lovely herbal tea. And as we talk through these and other options, I'm so glad to know you will always make your own independent choices as to what works best for you, whether it's chamomile or anything ever mentioned here or anywhere is right for you or right for you at this time. So another aroma, frankincense, can be helpful in so many ways. It can help support heightened awareness and the letting go of irritability, letting go of ties to the past, helping to ease mental agitation, I'll say, and worry. In general, frankincense is a very healing aroma. Ginger can be helpful. It could help calm agitation, ease frustration and irritability. Lavender can be helpful in easing frustration and irritability and help relieve unexpressed emotions and pent-up feelings, I'll call them. And thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. We usually think of using thyme for courage, and that's true. Overall, thyme is very fortifying and strengthening, but thyme also reaches farther to help us transcend pessimism and doubt. It can help dispel despondency while also helping instill some drive and determination and confidence to move towards betterment. Mints can be very helpful, spearmint, peppermint, you know, you choose. They can be uplifting and not the sense of a false upliftment. They can be uplifting because they're true, refreshing energies. And refreshing in this sense not only means what we feel, but a true clearing out of lower energies. And so that can allow insight to flow in. Bergamot is another favorite. Bergamot can help us address unexpressed anger. When we feel blocked, that can oppress our spirit, and if we remain that way, that can then lead to melancholy and despair. And bergamot can help lift us up. Also, grapefruit can. Grapefruit can help us let go of deep-seated frustration and irritability and disappointment, especially if our anger has turned inward. And orange can be very helpful, helping us release unexpressed anger and resentment. And there are many herbs that can be helpful. I love lemon balm. It's also very helpful as aromatherapy, but it's really expensive as aromatherapy, so an economical way to work with it is as an herb. It's so easy to grow. It's also known as melissa. It can help us alleviate anxiety and nervousness and foreboding and help us transcend hurt and anger. And another great one is marshmallow. And while all parts are helpful, the root uses the tea can be especially helpful in relieving anger or frustration. Also helpful is red clover. Red clover can help us relax and then release unresolved emotions, including those that can be deep-seated. Another herb that can be helpful is licorice. when we are angry and tend either to lash out or to clam up, you know, two extremes there, real licorice can help us relax and develop adaptive and constructive coping mechanisms. So once more, we're not talking about false coping, as in stuffing down our feelings, rather figuring out how we can address what is irking us in a productive and helpful way, honoring ourselves and others. Real licorice can help with that. Chamomile, I talked about that as aromatherapy, so let's go to Irish moss. Irish moss, that's Condus crispus. That can help us release anger. And there's a correlation between its ability to assist in purging radiation from the physical body and the way emotional release of negative thought forms takes place. So that's a really interesting correlation. Perhaps we can talk about that another time. The herb burdock can help clear disruptive aspects from our system, especially the liver, helping bring a sense of calm and peace. And the liver has long been talked about in traditional healing, going back thousands of years, as a seat of anger and frustration. And basil can be helpful. I've talked about basil before. Basil can, in previous episodes, basil can foster enthusiasm, including redirecting our energy toward improvement. And, you know, as we've talked about here, anger, if it's not appropriately addressed, can actually be stifling of true progress. So basil can help us upwardly adjust and redirect our anger, our energies into true process. And since I mentioned being a conduit of great inspiration, the herb bay, as in bay leaves, can be especially helpful, as can sage in bringing in inspiration and wisdom. So those are a few herbs. Let's talk about foods. When we have toxicity in our body, that can reinforce anger. It's true. When we have mental, emotional things we wish to transcend, like anger, there's almost always, if not always, a physical component as well. We are beings that are physical, and we're mental, emotional, and spiritual, and energetic, and our physical nature affects our mental, emotional, and vice versa. So if we have toxicity in our bodies, that can actually sustain or even reinforce anger. And many long-standing health traditions, as I said, associate anger with the liver, and the liver is indeed a warehouse for toxicity. So, you know, our livers do hundreds of things for us, but they also grab on the toxins that come in as best they can, many of the toxins, not all of them, in an effort to protect, as best they can, other precious organs of our bodies, including our brains. So our livers, from what we've been exposed to over time, sometimes compounded by our diets as well, can accumulate toxicity and sludge and can get a little sluggish. Our livers can get a little challenged. So if it feels right to us, we can also consider, when we're trying to transcend anger, to perhaps eat a little bit lighter in general, consider some natural detoxifying steps. And this can be done with many good foods, dark leafy greens, many of them. Also parsley, cilantro, I remember learning about those, gosh, 30 years ago or more. Radish greens, dandelion greens, fruits, especially with the skins. Apples are great, for example, especially the red-skinned ones. Figs are fantastic for detoxifying. Dates, grapes, oranges. Cucumbers are an absolute star for detoxifying. Melons. Onions, garlic, avocado. Oh, sprouts are great. Seaweed is helpful. Things like spirulina, researchers have been reporting on that too for a long time. And more recently, I'd say within the last 10 years, I learned about barley grass juice powder as well for helping detoxify. Thank you, Thaddeus. Mustard powder is also wonderfully detoxifying. Beyond our everyday understanding, there are many options. And there are foods that can help cool our anger. Cool our anger, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, mangoes, cucumbers again, sage, carrots, mint, pears, raw organic honey can really help. Just a little bit. It doesn't take much. And we need to put in another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old ad. adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic, inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere. Or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back to our show. I'd like to encourage, as we wrap up today, that we all have the ability to transcend anger, to meet anger and despair with love and understanding, to intend to forgive and to move forward. And I'm not saying it's easy, but it is possible. We are magnificent beings, and we are the architects of our future. And as we open to the truth that we can do anything in transcension and as improvement and feel our capabilities in our hearts, we can step forward to freedom. There are ways to live in harmony. So, thank you for joining us today. And please do join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, which airs the third Wednesday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.